The Haqqanis were a semi-criminal group between Pakistan and Afghanistan, whom the CIA used in the 80s to conduct a war against the Red Army in Afghanistan, which essentially meant that we didn't really get to see inside the Haqqanis, but they were produced by the Pakistani intelligence service, and accordingly we gave them arms, ammunition, some logistics help in getting weapons across the border into Afghanistan. They are probably the most secretive and most effective resistance group in Afghanistan. For instance, I know that they never spiked on communications. So that means we couldn't intercept them. You couldn't find them, even including in Peshawar, which was their rear base. No push-to-talk radios, impossible to find. They knew what they were doing. And they're extremely vicious. And the evidence is good. They've set up a lot of car bombs and killed American troops. And Siraj ad-Din Haqqani is, you know, one of the leaders of this group.
Give me your assessment of the Taliban appointing him as the interim interior minister. Give me your assessment of the Taliban appointing him as the interior ministry. What's wrong with me? Give me your assessment of the Taliban appointing him as the interior minister.
Well, I mean, the Taliban didn't really have much choice because he's sort of a pillar of their retaking Afghanistan. It's not like at this point you could cut him out. Even the Doha Taliban, which supposedly the most moderate, they can't get rid of the guy. I mean, you just can't, you know, he's got too many arms, too many people. And let's not forget the Taliban is, in a sense, a confederation rather than a unified military force. So there's politics going on there that, you know, whatever the rest of the world, how it looks at it, they couldn't get rid of the guy, even if they wanted.
And him being Minister of the Interior means he would essentially have a position in that government that gives him control over things like, you know, weapons, systems, at least access to them in some way, you know, whether it's guns or jeeps or tanks or...
Well, more than that, he's going to have, I would imagine, control of the databases, which they captured from the Afghan government. So if the Afghans go on a hunt for their enemies, he's going to be the one leading that. And he's got the troops. They're going to go to house. We haven't seen that in full force yet. We've seen some revenge killings. But should there come a day when the Ministry of Interior comes after people, he's the guy that's going to lead it.
All right. So how does the U.S. deal with this then?
The best we can do, and I truly believe this, and it's an oversimplification, is you buy off the Taliban through the Gulf states. You simply say, if you guys go on a genocidal attack against the Shia Muslims, the Hazara, or anybody, or the Tajiks, we are just going to cut you off every last penny. And not only that, we're going to bomb the routes into Pakistan. And what they do give the Taliban is money. And the hope is, and nobody understands the Taliban that well to tell you whether this will work or not, is that we buy these people off. That's what the Russians, you know, said. You can't beat them, but you can buy them. That's what the last Russian general said as he left the country. And it's the best this administration can do.
Former CIA covert operative Robert Bayer, J.J. Green, WTOP News.